Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin Barna. I'm the CEO and Managing Director for KBL Business Technology, One Stop Shop. The parent company to KBL Business Technology is KB Logix Business Solutions. And KB Logix, it was created specifically to provide technology solutions for businesses all over the United States and even around the globe. We partnered with somewhere around 350 of the tops technology, business technology service providers worldwide, all the Fortune 500 companies, and everything from your, if you're in the Northeast, maybe Verizon, you know of, they're the incumbent local exchange carrier. If you're in the Southeast of the United States, AT&T is the incumbent. All of those types of technology companies we're partnered with, could be a telecommunications, cloud services, ISPs, internet service providers, managed service providers, and way beyond that. Pretty much anything technology, anything business technology specifically. We do have quite a niche, a footprint in the hospitality space, specifically with Marriott brands, Hilton brand, IHG brand hotels, which between the three groups that I mentioned, they attribute to about two-thirds of the hotel rooms in the world. So the KBL Business Technology was created with the vision of ultimately becoming a one, a mega store. A one-stop shop, if you will. In the past, it's been that anyone who has a business who's shopped for any of their, whatever your technology needs may have been, the process can be tedious to find the right option and to ensure that you're getting the most value. It's arduous sometimes. It takes time, and it's really tough to know who to shop with and how many different suppliers or service providers are you going to spend that time shopping with? I don't think any of them are going to tell you they don't have the best options. And so it's kind of designed to fit you into their menu of products. And so I created KB Logix Business Solutions with that in mind. And we currently essentially are that mega store. It's just that there's not a place to go to really have access to all of the resources, the information on all of these different product, various products from each of the top suppliers. We are designed and structured as such. I felt like it was being overlooked that, technology changes rapidly. And with that, and with this digital era that we live in, small businesses can become big businesses. Maybe overnight, so to speak, very quickly. So, with that in mind, to me, what's more important than trying to fit you into my menu of products is creating a system that works around the customer and their needs, offers them the best option every time. So, by having relationships with every option, we're always able to provide the best option. And, we're no different than an in-house senior enterprise level account executive for any company, any of these service providers. We have all the same resources that compete for our business. We have the same pricing, same floor rates. The difference is we never increase the floor rate. We always keep you at the floor, the minimum, the lowest price available. We stay, the service is huge. And I know anyone who's been through that process, they're not always available when you need them. We're there 24/7 for based on your need. If it's important to you, it's important to us, whatever the question may be, whatever, and we guide you through the entire process, let you know what's going to happen before it happens, get the things needed to expedite the process on your behalf. We stay on authorized on the account after the sale. If you have a, a billing issue, billing discrepancy, or even a service problem, we'll handle that on your behalf. And if you've been through that, you know how what an ordeal that can be. So you can stick to your core competencies. We can focus on something that we have not only the resources and access that most people don't, but we just what we do. So we're really good at it, and we make it a point as a culture. We are a customer first business, and the more we become a more of a digital kind of society, and more everything's internet based now, you less and less customer service. So if you feel like you're dealing kind of with robots and they stick their head in the sand when there's an issue, we're exactly the opposite. I feel like that is really the number one most important part of all any business that I have or I'm affiliated with is customer first. I mean, at the end of the day, that's who I answer to. That's my boss, essentially, so to speak. Without the customer, what do you have? I mean, that's really what we're here for. And if you don't have time for the customer, maybe you're doing the wrong thing, right? So that's how we're designed. Now, as I mentioned, we are, and it's going to take a year or two. It's going to take some time, so bear with us. And also with COVID, which is currently still right in the midst of it, we're understaffed as everyone is, and it's we're wearing a lot of hats. So it's a little bit slower than it would be for that reason also. And it's going to take some time just in general, just because of the function of the process involved with that. And we want to do everything right. So that's important too. So it does take a little longer when there's a reason why there's the right thing to do though. So, all those reasons. But yeah, ultimately it will grow into the mega store. Now it doesn't mean, we have all the same resources and options as we will have when you can just go online and access, and access it. But for the store to be ready, that it's going to be a process. And this is from that mega store, that one-stop shop. Is how we're billing it, because it really is, and I don't think anyone can compete. I think it's unique. I can tell you that if I wasn't KB Logix and I know what I know, I would only use KB Logix Business Solutions for my technology needs. It's just the values. For a variety of reasons, but it overall, I mean, at the end of the day, you're ensuring you have the most value. The other thing is our culture. We really base everything that we do is based on the relationship first. We feel like that's the most important. And it's kind of tough to create that relationship if you're on the customer side of the relationship and you're just not getting a good deal. So we know that we can, we start off that whole process with the best value, and then from there it just really comes down to trust and knowing you can ask any question and just not having better options, and the relationship evolves from there. But we want to make sure, more so than trying to max out, make as much money as possible and gouge and be non-transparent, that we're there again for the next when it's time to renew or whatever the case is. But we do have every option. We're not there to make decisions for you. You know what's best for your company, but we're there to based on your needs, on your new unique business needs, because everyone's different. Give you really the best options for you to choose from, and have a really good understanding of what it is you're choosing, and feel the tangible benefit. How the technology should do the heavy lifting for you. It should streamline efficiencies. It should shave a lot of hours off the day, save time and money. And today's technology, the way it's designed, it's really software defined, and we'll get into that another day. But so that's what our objective is. I mean, we're really providing real value, which is why you get in technology to begin with, right? It's a utility, essentially. You need it. You gotta eat, right? You gotta drink water. You gotta do a lot of things. You need electricity. You gotta connect, right? If you don't have that access and have the right resources in that area, you're gonna fall behind quickly in this day and age, this software defined era, digital era that we live in. So that being said, during COVID we created an e-commerce store called KBL e-commerce, which is again KB Logix Business Solutions is the parent to all of this. So we've got KBL Business Technology one-stop shop. We have the KBL e-commerce, which is an e-commerce store with over four, with right around currently right around 400 product categories, two private labels, which are our own private labels. So we've got KBL Activewear, primarily women's apparel, fitness apparel. We like to say the tagline is engineered for comfort, style, and performance, and it really is. The fabrics, there's many collections within the catalog, and they're all the fabrics and the way they're engineered is all with a reason, functionality for whatever that collection is meant to do. One may be a sport collection, very athletic, and do lots of things, compression and just different scientific basis for the choices we make. And then other one may be more casual. Some may be more the life for going a little bit more out on the town. But even the apparel items, which we have everything from jeans and dresses and skirts and the whole spectrum, the whole scope of products and apparel, men's fitness apparel, mainly on the men's side, but not as much product as we do for the women. And we like to say, even if it's not technically active wear, it is for the active woman. So that is kind of the theme and what that product is based on. We have KBL CBD, which is very, very high grade CBD. Euphoric type of, although it's derived from the THC plant, it's not that the THC drug is not included with our CBD product line. It's a lot of medicinal value, a lot of health benefits. It's FDA approved. It's of the highest quality. So look into that. You'd be amazed at some of the things that can benefit, some of the ways it can benefit. We've got a small little area there we call a KBL Designer, and we have a whole little side to the KBL e-commerce that has Prada, Versace, Gucci, high-end fashion name brands, many, many more. Stuart Weitzman shoes, and it just goes, there's probably 25 or 30 brands. Most of them are not in inventory yet, but they will be soon. We've got on the technology side, we have some niche spaces that we've created solutions that are really valuable. One is in the multifamily space. When you've got a couple hundred tenants or more in multiple locations, we may be able to increase your operating income depending on your situation by maybe $1 million a year, maybe more. Just depends on how, a lot of factors, but we will increase NOI, we will increase cap rates, which means it's not costing you. It's all benefit. It'll save you time, save you money. You'd be surprised what technology can do. You probably haven't experienced it in this way, but if you're in that space, hey, contact us. It's a free evaluation. You can't lose anything. Your return on investment before making a decision. If you're in the hospitality, I've got a lot of years through 15 through maybe 17, kind of the only outsourced participant or part of the Verizon's global executive team for Marriott brand hotels when they were requiring Marriott, Hilton, and IHG brands were all requiring change their specifications, their brand minimum brand standards and technology, and specifically required dedicated fiber internet access as a foundation for all the other technology, and with certain minimal bandwidth requirements and things like that. It was during a time when fiber optics was becoming more prevalent, more readily available in areas that were maybe more rural, and just they were just getting to that point. And the difference between having a product that's works 99.999% of the time versus say a coax residential class of cable on a shared network that it's kind of broken by design, which means you're going to have downtime. It's going to be some hiccups. Was night and day, as far as the difference in even their bottom line. The technology is so important. Business travelers aren't going to stay there. It's really the lifeblood of any business these days. The technology that works well, and so, and then, by the way, in a multi-tenant, the number one amenity universally, globally, is a wireless system that works all the time. And I don't know if people realize you just do things, and then we don't always think about it, but everything we do, IoT, Internet of Things, which is just things, all the things that you own. Think about your doorbell and your car and all these things that operate off Wi-Fi, your laptops and your cell phone and and your tablets and all those things, of course, do. Not always that we think about it firsthand. Wireless is a different network than our wired connections, totally different. It works differently. And so there is a lot of issues because when signals cross, you have interference. It acts as like a radio station, like that radio wavelength. And so we've got solutions there that eliminate those problems. Residential tenants don't have access to these solutions. We make them accessible, and we can generate return on investment. Doesn't affect your tenant's budget. That's the beginning of it, and then there's all kinds of other amenities and benefits from there. So if you're in a multifamily where you have a lot of people that with 15 devices each in a very condensed kind of congested environment, there's a demand, and we use these, we rely on those areas, and it's not gonna get less. It's growing more in that direction, about 20% a year. I think 2010 there was 900 million smart devices. 2025, Ruckus, one of the biggest enterprise wireless companies, projects over 75 billion. The growth is just immense. It's unbelievable. Every 8 months we double our data, worldwide data output or usage. It's crazy. All right. So, that. Oh, and so we have the multi-family technology solutions. And let me just see if I'm missing anything here. I think there's one thing I'm missing in there somewhere. We have Real Talk, which is our blog. And we've got a couple. I have a Venmo channel, or a Vimeo, excuse me, not Venmo. I have a couple YouTube channels. One of them is KB Logic's Business Solutions, Mic'd Up. And then we've got KBL Business Technology One Stop Shop podcast. And it's on Anchor, and it's on, and we just opened, we started it today or yesterday. And we've got already picked up by seven different platforms. So tune in. I'll leave, I will maybe send this out in a post. I'll include it in my show, and I'll leave, ways of accessing and following. And by the way, I decided during COVID, and the reason why we opened the e-commerce store was to make that shift, which is tough for a small business to ever be a for there to ever be a really good time to do this, because we are spread thin usually. But I thought if I'm ever going to do it, now's the time. And the purpose of creating the e-commerce store originally was to, for e-commerce store to succeed, it's critical that the search engines, the optimization, and all the things that today's technology has to offer is fully optimized. If you don't have those things in place, you're not going to succeed. It's required. It's critical, and it can benefit any business in that same manner. From a marketing and a branding perspective, you can just do things what might take a year or months, and now almost an overnight, a much shorter period of time, much more efficient, much more effective. And so I knew I had to do it, because those of us that missed the boat on that are going to fall further and further behind. There's going to be a gap, and so it's important to understand that. So that is why I opened the e-commerce store. I wasn't big on Facebook and some of the social media outlets, and so I knew how important they were, and I did get involved. I've got three business pages: KBL Business Solutions, facebook.com/KBL Business Solutions/. Then my two e-commerce pages, which is facebook.com/KBL Ecom, Ecom, forward slash, and then facebook.com/KBL Ecommerce. So Ecommerce, KBLEC. All right. We've got a lot of support, page likes and five-star reviews and things like that. If you don't have them, you're dead in the water. They're critical, especially, like I said, an e-commerce store. The idea was to create that store and to take a hiatus from the technology company, because I couldn't do both. It was too demanding. And then bring the technology company back to piggyback off those, everything I've created from a digital kind of search engine optimization, artificial intelligence, machine learning, all those things that are part of that SEO, search engine optimization enhancement, which you have to have. I want to thank everybody who supported us. And I'm in the same boat starting this podcast. It's critical that we have some people that support us, that just subscribe. Nothing really happens. I mean, if you listen, you don't listen. But subscribing and just maybe being present once in a while, the artificial intelligence realizes that, and all of a sudden traffic opens up. You get, you're recognized. Your name gets out there a lot to a much broader audience, to a more specific audience, specific to your needs. It's a difference maker. Understand that if you do get involved with, online. An online presence, and you don't already understand it. If you have questions or needs, feel free to contact us. I'll help anybody in any way I can, and return the support as I always have. And also, just being a, if you do have an online presence and being involved with a company like us, who that's important, and we focus on it each day, just as a function of real our communication online and visiting the site. Those things overlap, and it will benefit your website, your and vice versa. And so all of those types of things, which again is why it's important to have a, say, a podcast or a blog, and be out there online doing those things and getting a response and getting a positive response. All those things go hand in hand. With that said, I know I'm talking fast. I just kind of want to as quickly as possible, just for your sake. I don't want to take too much of anyone's time, but I do want to give you a good overview of just on the just the most general level of everything KBL, everything KB Logix Business Solutions. The KBL Business Technology one-stop shop is just that. It's meant for the primary reason was to have the store like no other, to be transparent, to have everyone be able to access every option and make it. And guide them in a big way as to the best options. And I can guide you from there, or take over and make sure you have the right options and explain things and make them make sense. But the I don't also one thing I left out earlier is I don't charge for my services. I'm compensated just out of, say, essentially the same budget as that in-house account executive that would be taking care of your order. So that's the way that works. There's no downside, but there's a huge upside. You really cannot lose. It's a winning hand. So keep that in mind. Any business out there, give us a call. You can't lose, and be amazed things that are available you don't know that can make a difference for your business. You understand we have these technology things for a reason. We need them. So get the right ones. Have them work. Get an unfair advantage over your competition. So that's the technology side. Now, this platform, which took me a while to find the right one for this project, is so incredible that, I'm going to have although we have kblecommerce.com, which is our store, our KBL e-commerce store, online store, all of that stuff's going to integrate. This KBL business technology will act as a hub. I will have an online store presence. We also have a Facebook shop, and we'll have Google, and I'm registered with Amazon and eBay and just all these other ones. I'll decide how I'm going to use them. I haven't done it yet. And then there's shops, little shops all over, with Bing or Microsoft, which is the other 40% of the search engine comes from Microsoft. 60%, for the most part, 60% comes from Google, That's not, may not be, those numbers may not be exact, but basically they cover most of the most of that market. And Yahoo and I think Bing are Microsoft. So I'll have some shops and a presence there. I have a presence with Google. I'll have many other, and all the social media outlets. Some I'm more Facebook, I've got the biggest presence, and I did that in a fairly short period. But visit those pages, give us page likes, 5-star reviews. Google, if you Google KB Logix Business Solutions and soon KBL Business Technology, you'll be able to give us a review. And that's just immensely valuable. It's a difference maker, and we can do the same in return. And we just want to, we hey, during COVID and just in general, we should all always be supporting one another. The economy only works and is only strong with all of us, and just with that, the way we all complement one another as a whole. And so it's important, and especially during COVID, that we do reach out and we do what we can to help one another. And it doesn't work if only one of us make it, right? So we need us all. All right. Again, the blog, though the podcast is through Anchor, there's kind of a presence or a foundation kind of that started with KBL Business Technology. If you go to the site right now, there's nothing really there, not much really there. It's just nothing you're going to like go there and say, oh, I gathered just great information. The blog, there's a blog presence. I'm spread a little thin. I won't be blogging as much because I'll be podcasting. But just so you know, just bear with us on that. You're welcome to visit, but there's not a whole lot yet. And it will be a little bit of a slower process. Ultimately, it will be a very valuable key spot for any business and as far as regarding their technology needs. I'm also, I mentioned we've got 400 product categories. We just started dabbling. We'll have some ASUS like monitors for an example. And I will start building that side of things and also just have, maybe Cat 8, Cat 7, Cat 6 cables or, just patch cables and just, different things. Whether you need, maybe you need an HDMI cable. More people know what that is, more of the average Joe. But all those kinds of things. Connectors and just different, all kinds of different technology related. I'm going to start adding a lot of those types of products. So come and visit us, and we hope to see you soon. Ciao for now. All right. Finish that up.